We'll get started then. We'd like to welcome everyone out to our CDRA meeting, April 11th, 2023, 6 p.m. regular meeting. Start off with a roll call.
Lynn.
Here.
Paul is excused. Mike.
Here.
Paul.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
Dan.
Here.
Okay, next is approval of minutes of our March 14th, 2023 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m.
Comfort six.
Don't move the office. Please start 2 days.
Yeah, he texted me this morning that he wouldn't be here because he has COVID.
I'll make a motion to approve regular CDR meetings of March 14th, 2023, 6 p.m.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Sam, second by Rondi, to approve the minutes of the March 14th, 2023 regular CDRA meeting at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice registered dated 3/11 of 2023 to 4/10 of 2023 in the amount of $539.06.
Well, that's the lowest one we've had. I'm going to make a motion that we approve invoice registered dated 3/11/23 to 4/10/23, all invoices in the amount of $539.06.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Russell, second by Lynn, to approve invoice register dated 3/11/23 to 4/10/23 in the amount of $539.06. Roll call.
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay, Ma, we'll turn time over to you.
The last 2 meetings we've got over time. Tonight, talking the undersigned. Have a good break. Let me start off just giving you an update on the. This is the update on the $139,000 grants we're doing to improve buildings on Main Street. Hopefully, the weather will cooperate and get these done in the next few months. You'll see that when we got there, it's $139,000. You'll see they have the addresses. I circled some stuff that kind of gives you the idea. The buildings we still got to do: 48 West Main, 148 West Main, 152 West Main. We still got to wrap those up, and then we've got to do on the next page there. You'll see that we've got $109,000 for 40 West Main, 45th West Main, and 179. So all those are lined up. You'll see the whole body of details. Can you read it? You see that. We have explanations on the right-hand column that tells you where we're at on all those. And I double-checked today the revitalization grant for building restoration and upgrades for $575,000. That's looking pretty good. But for right now, we're going to wrap up $139,000, see how that goes. And again, we should know if we get together $500,000. Okay, so that's pretty well self-explanatory on that one. Okay, you might recall that on March 23rd we had a public hearing on the park. That's a $576,000 grant, $288,000 match. That project's coming along well. You've got a good stuff team working on that. But in addition to the grant money that's going for the plans, and the next month we'll have an hour meeting to bring you up to date on the plans, and I'll bring in the subcommittee made up of Heidi, is heading that up along with Marvin Robinson, and we'll have Bradley here. We'll kind of cover, I think you're the only board member who happened to be at the March 23rd meeting. No big deal. We'll have more stuff to give you anyway to bring you up to date on it. But anyway, in addition to that, with no funding coming out of the $576,000, because of Dave's health and dialysis, it's quite interesting. I was telling him, I said, you're going to have to be doing it with, they were close friends of the Hollands, and I said, he's now going under dialysis. And so, anyway, we're taking more of a it's this private-public partnership we've had down there from the beginning, and so we're getting more involved now as the heritage area, because you know you're also the advisory board of the heritage area. We are going to, they've invested about $1 million so far, about $1 million in that project. That's not counting some improvements on the depot, but mainly on the boxcars. We apologize again that diesel engine's not here yet. The diesel engine, the one they got lined up, it just had delay after that. I talked to, I chatted today with them to see what the holdup was, and they said it should be ready to go. We should have it to you no later than June.
Is that just up in Ogden?
No, that's a steam engine. I'll tell you about that next. This is a diesel. Where you have the caboose in the back and you have the boxcars, the engine would go up there. However, we're making real progress. We're on the short list to get a 260 steam engine that was used on the railroad in Colorado. It was used in Utah, but it's been up at the Railroad Museum in Ogden, but it belongs to state history. And Ogden, for other reasons, is not going to be, they were going to restore it to put it back into operation. That would cost $1 million. So we're first on the list to get it brought down here. So if we get that steam engine, that'll be really good. And again, that doesn't come out of the $576,000 grant. This is extra, okay? This money's coming through a private-public partnership. Now, the same with the diesel. But now, we apologize also that Bob, that George Jones has also been, he's in charge of getting the insignias on those boxcars. Each of those boxcar colors align with a particular railroad, and those insignias are on the way. The last few weekends, the whole place has been booked up again, and it's doing quite well down there. We want to hurry up and keep our commitments to get that wrapped up. In the meantime, we've got lined up a train, electric-powered, good-sized, battery-powered electric train that the kids can ride. They'll go around the track. It doesn't violate the non-motorized trail provisions. It's not like an ATV, but I'll have the details on that. That train, I think, will be another attraction down there. And then the committee's working on the playground equipment and the other things to get a railroad theme down there. So that project's coming along quite well. And again, Molly, as Mike will tell you in the public meeting, Molly and Heidi are heading that up along with Justin. That's coming along.
Lynn was there too. That meeting.
Oh, that's right. You were there. Sorry, you were there. Apologize. Do you have any questions about what we discussed?
No, I think it's a good thing the way they're going to do with the playground equipment, kind of meeting in with the railroad theme and
stuff. I know St. George is very successful, and some of California that we look at that are quite successful. And so we'll go from there. Now, relative to the project down at the Equestrian Center, the rodeo was really successful down there this weekend. The restrooms were finished, and it's a good thing. The only problem is we probably made a mistake. We put in 8 showers and 8 restrooms for women and men. We needed more restrooms. And so they opened up the showers. Use your imagination to take it from there. they opened up the showers to deal with the backlog. So anyway, that came along. That's coming along.
You tell us he's peeing in the showers, Bob?
Huh?
He's peeing in the showers?
I said you fill the blanks. So anyway, the fountain for the building to the west, the foundation's now in, all the compactions have been done. They will start putting up the red iron probably in the next 4 or 5 days. I talked to them today, and they're moving on that. We've got a source of money. When we get through with the $60,000 landscaping project, $30,000 is coming from the Heritage Area and $30,000 from the Eccles Foundation. When that landscaping starts in front of the contour and comes out to where the Cleon Peterson National sign is, when that's done, we are working with them on a project that I think will be quite helpful, because one of the things we learned down there, again, when we build it, you know, okay, here's the color choice in here. We're building a building to the west, okay? But right to the south is what we call the roping arena. And somebody mentioned the fact, not to enclose the whole thing, but it'd be nice to have a cover over that. And so I told them to go ahead and get a cost. I'm going to send a proposal up to the George S. and Lawrence Story Eccles Foundation. So if we get that there, then eventually if we can fulfill your dreams to do more recreation stuff like you want to do where the current outdoor arena is, if we move that outdoor arena down where that 5 acres we set aside is, we have this building to the west, and we cover that up. We have the we already have in place, of course, the nobody else can compete with that Skyline event. And I'm not so worried anymore, although I am still going to talk to Darren Owens about it, Mike and I, about what they're doing at Snow College. But Mike's not, you've told me you're not too concerned about it, because we'll have a competitive edge no matter where they go with that facility, because they have the advantage of having a higher education budget they can use for payroll and stuff. But they assure us, again, just a few weeks ago after the session was over, that that will not be leased out to the general public. The facility they're building as part of their agriculture program will be used for classrooms. It will be used for training, you know, for the rodeo club and stuff like that. But they're not going to lease it out to the general public. So if that's what maybe are the concerns you and I have.
Well, I've heard different since. Huh? I've heard different in the last week.
You know, but keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I've heard different. They are going to lease it out.
Yeah.
But that's part of the way they got their money.
Yeah.
Was saying that they would lease it out.
Well, during the session, I was sure that wasn't. I'm not going to go there. Yeah. We'll check it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
These improvements are being made down there. I mean, several years ago, but going back to when Mike Benson was president, when we first started, we started this project out here, and it never was meant to be a Mount Pleasant project, as you know. Mount Pleasant's the name of it. What it was supposed to be, we got it, first of all, we got underwater in Pigeon Hollow, then when Chess was mayor, we made that land available. We couldn't use EDA funding for a recreation project. We got other funding for it, but we got about $2.1 million to get it going. But Scott Wyatt, when he came in and succeeded Mike Benson, they were going to basically put a northern campus up here, and they would have had the agriculture program, everything up here. So they had a southern campus in Richfield, they had Ephraim, Bend campus, and here. Then when Gary Carlson became president, he saw himself as kind of holding down the fort, president for a couple of years. And then when Brad Cook came aboard, he had other things. He was still interested in doing it, but he was more interested in getting back to Kuwait, doing Dubai. So anyway, we'll stay on it. We want to make sure that we don't have a situation where we can't be competitive down there. I think we're going to be okay. One more thing on that we might mention. No one else has a vending course like we do in the one. But in addition to that, what we have down there is a combination that I think will serve for a long time. And Wasatch is still committed to us. We made our first bond payment of $48,000 in October 2010. So we're going to our 13th year on this. And the bond payment's $48,000, but Wasatch pays $20,000 to use it for their programs. So that's a net of $28,000. So we don't have a lot of indebtedness down there on that. So I think we'll be okay. But I would continue to like to underscore the fact that it never was intended to be a Mount Pleasant facility. We developed it on behalf of the whole county, and I think we need to keep communicating that message. Because he kind of got mad at us. What happened early on, the county was going to develop a new arena down by the fairgrounds. And they had applied to the Eccles Foundation. And so I was talking to Bob Graham. I said, Bob, run the numbers. We can't afford it. This county, we're already competing with Spanish Fork, the community of Blackhawk. We can't possibly support two indoor facilities, one at the county fairgrounds and one up here. And so he caught, we got blamed for that, but he called and said he wasn't going to give him a grant because they didn't want to, they were already funding this one. And so I just hope that mayor, when you go to the mayor and commissioners meeting, that we can all start, keep thinking regionally, not rather than just our particular communities, and start thinking in terms of how we support each area, because I don't think it's, we should be in a cooperative mode, not necessarily building facilities that compete.
Well, I think right now, with what we got down here, this contour with the warm-up on the end, and then we cover that arena with all the RV hookups, all the stalls and everything, what we've done at Par, it would cost somebody in this county a whole lot of money to put together what we've already got.
Arenas, college guys, they got theirs all funded.
Well, this for the arena, they don't have hookups and all that.
Well, they got it all funded.
Well, Mike and I, we've been down this road, and now I'm going to go, I'm not going to say anything, we're going to compare notes, because Mike and I are on the pessimistic side on this, but the reason, this reason is the fact, you're not always going to have a team down there running this for $45,000. I've done comparative analysis. With that, with their budget down there, they can hire. They can hire managers, backup managers. They have an unlimited. That's an unfair. They have a very generous way of hiring people to run it. We haven't got that benefit.
Well, we might have to pay people to run it, but as far as facilities go, I think we got an awful good facility out there.
If they stick with the original drawings, they got that EDA grant. I did check up on it, but we've got, as you know, we've got $1.5 million over the years for EDA, and I called them. I said, what are you going to fund down there? They said, well, what we're going to fund is classrooms, their agriculture program. I said, what are they going to use that arena for? I've seen the drawings. They said, that's just going to be for training, for agriculture training, but we'll keep an eye on it, Mike. I'm pessimistic as you are.
Yep. Now that might be so.
Do you have anything else, Mike?
No, I'll let you know how, just let us know when you'd like to, probably in the next meeting, if we could go for an hour meeting, we'll bring Bradley in and we'll have a discussion on where we're at on the plans down there, so we make sure you're engaged in it and provide the oversight that needs to have provided, okay?
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, one thing I have, the county's brought up about our lease across the street.
I talked to them.
We've got to get a signed lease or else we're not paying.
Well, what happened on that early on, we tried to get the Wells Fargo to donate that building to the city when they closed that. And they said we have to do it to a non-profit. And so I said, Fondell's was over real estate out of the Phoenix office, and I'd known her on some other stuff. I said, I've done for Wells Fargo. I said, Fond, we have got a nonprofit. It's called the Local Building Authority. We own an aquatic center and an equestrian center. And she called me back and said, no, it's under Shell Corporation. he said, you're just patent. I said, that's true. You have to create those building authorities to do revenue bonds, which we did. We have $1 million revenue bond on each of them. I said, I got another nonprofit for you. It's called the Mormon Pioneer National Heritage. Check that out. She came back and said, we'd love to donate it to you. So we, as you know, she donated it to us. We leased it to the city for $1 a year. We did all the paperwork. We did everything we were supposed to. And then our accountant, Connie Roper, sent them over for the waiver on those taxes. But for some reason, they kept sending them over here. We thought it was taken care of. And Dave went over there and met with them. And so I told Connie, I said, I told her, the city and trade have been working on a lease, but it's immature anyway because there's no taxes due on it because it's owned by a 501c nonprofit. And so Connie Roper is supposed to be talking to them last week, and I'll get back to you, okay? We'll do the lease too, but the fact of the matter is it's supposed to be off the tax roll because it's owned by a nonprofit.
Yeah, because right now it's still on. They did. We paid 1 year and they gave They gave us half off of it.
Yeah,
but I've got to hurry up and get that lease.
We sent over a letter showing them that all the paperwork had been filed and our accountant filed for a waiver to make sure that they recognized that it was not before the deadline, that it was a tax exempt ownership. I don't know what happened, Mike.
I don't know either. We just got to get that.
We'll take care of it.
Because May's coming again when they start sending them out. We've got to get in for that time period.
Yeah. So. And all the paperwork is done by Wells Fargo. They're very thorough. Notices were sent. I don't know why they would send the Heritage Alliance notice over the day. They would call me and they said it's taken care of, but somehow nobody, wasn't anybody's fault here, but what happened somehow that was not registered over there as tax exempt, but we're working on it.
Okay.
Right, we'll get it done quick.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I
need
one of your handouts.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything else?
I just got a question. What's this $20,000 for the restroom for Wasatch Academy? That didn't come out of our city grant money, did it?
What's that?
The restrooms for Wasatch Academy, $20,000.
Well, that has nothing to do with that. Those are CLG grants that have been applied for with Wasatch.
Okay. I was just wondering if that came out of that city grant that we got for beautification for city buildings.
Anybody have anything?
I don't.
You got anything?
Nope.
Let's make the motion to adjourn.
Okay, let's make the motion to adjourn. Anybody second it?
I'll second it.
Sam second it. All those in favor?
Move on, a little piece of candy.
I got gum.